This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A new study says a rail line between Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha could draw nearly 2.5 million riders a year. The city of Racine used federal grant funding to hire consultants for the analysis. The project would connect to Chicago's metro system. Despite being talked about for decades, the plan is still in its early stages. Severe storms knocked out power to thousands in Kenosha and Racine yesterday, and today there's a chance of it happening again. More than 10,000 outages were reported in Kenosha County yesterday afternoon, with about 1,600 in Racine County. Strong winds brought down trees and power lines in several areas. We'll get the latest on today's activity coming up in the forecast. Four people have been arrested after a shooting in a Summers motel left a man seriously injured. Investigators say it started as a planned drug deal and robbery at the Bluebird Motel on June 5th. The victim was found with multiple gunshot wounds and is expected to survive. The case is still under review. And Racine Unified is offering free summer meals for kids in two different ways this year. Starting June 23rd, kids can get lunch at five school locations with no signups required. There's also a grab-and-go option at Gifford where families can pick up a week's worth of meals on select dates. District leaders say the goal is to make sure kids have food all summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Severe storms swept across much of Wisconsin Wednesday, hitting areas like Madison, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam, and Appleton with strong winds, hail, and power outages. At one point, nearly 100,000 customers were without electricity, especially in counties like Dane, Jefferson, Waukesha, and Marathon. Winds over 60 miles per hour knocked down trees and power lines, causing damage in places like Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. There were also reports of large hail and a few isolated tornado threats. Crews are still working to restore power, with more storms possible later today. Voter participation in Wisconsin remains among the highest in the country, even as turnout edges down. A new national report ranks the state eighth overall, with more than 72% of voting-age residents casting ballots in 2024. That's a small drop from the last presidential election, continuing a slight downward trend. Researchers also note Wisconsin ranks low in trust in the federal government, but leads the nation in trust between people. Wisconsin is working to make it easier for people to visit state parks by combining admission passes with vehicle registration. State leaders say the partnership could simplify how residents pay for park access and plan trips. The effort is being led by WISDOT, the DNR, and Travel Wisconsin. They'll outline the details at a news conference this morning at Lake Gaganza State Park. And a strong spring turkey hunt in Wisconsin brought in nearly 48,000 birds. The DNR data puts this year's total well above recent averages. Experts say favorable weather has helped birds survive and reproduce. The season wrapped up May 26th, and officials say interest remains high, with more than 235,000 permits issued. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers return to Milwaukee to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Brewers lost last night to the A's in Vegas, 4-3, despite a good showing by right-hander Brandon Sproat, who gave up only four hits and one run through six innings.
That's good, you know, six innings, one run. Yeah, it's great. You know, those are the results. But really, you know, what I'm more proud of is just staying with the process and just keep, you know, just stacking good days, you know, stacking good work.
Manager Pat Murphy on Sproat's performance.
You know, he attacked and he was ahead in the count most of the time, and very pleased with him to go as long as he did. That's pretty good. Deserved to win.
NFL Tucker Kraft telling reporters at minicamp he thinks he could be ready by week one against the Vikings. NBA, the Knicks were down 29 points and still came back to win 107-106 over the Spurs to take game four. It's the greatest comeback in finals history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny at first, then increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely later in the day. Some of those storms could be severe, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms in the evening with low temps in the upper 50s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.